in my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and it is Wednesday today. How in the world is this week flying by so fast? Tonight for our church, we have our annual Wednesday night service. It's a patriotic theme. It's a wonderful service. And then we'll go out on the first floor of the dining hall and in the courtyard and various places and on the parking lot. We'll have a big barbecue and there's jumps out there for the kids. We have the annual patriotic North Valley Baptist t-shirt that we'll give out tonight. It's just going to be a great, great day. Great night. We're on the verge of July 4th, and I appreciate you so very much. You know, it is an honor to come in your car, in your office, at the airport, on the airplane, wherever you're listening today, to know that you're in that city, that area, serving the Lord, that country. I love you folks so much, and God bless you so very, very much. And here's a great song today, America the Beautiful. We're excited about being with you on the pre-day before July the 4th, and it'll be a wonderful day as we celebrate the great history of America the Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of on thee, and Christ
I continue to look at 2 Peter in chapter 2, which have forsaken the right way and gone astray. And I know I've been hung up on this verse all week, but I want to think about that word astray. What animal do you think goes astray? Now, I know we can say cows leave, but we only use astray for sheep. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. Stay very close to your pastor. He's your shepherd. And I know people, I know sheep. I know sometimes we as sheep, shepherds, you must think that pastor, that sheep, that shepherd to me as a sheep, that pastor is, and you can fill in the blank, we're crazy, we're nuts, we're whatever. And don't compare pastors with one another, but I'm just going to tell you, if you have a shepherd, not a hireling, not a different, please listen, not another shepherd. I'm watching in this era, in this season of when we need revival, and when everybody would say, yeah, we need revival. I am watching sheep listen to every shepherd imaginable, going online, following them, and sheep that I know this pastor, but if he's not your shepherd, that very shepherd trying to guide you is a very poor shepherd. He's a hireling. He is merchandising you. Why can't we figure this out, folks? And as a shepherd, as a sheep, you will go astray when you begin to follow another shepherd. I'm a pastor, and as a radio pastor, if I am drawing you away from your pastor, stick with your pastor. Well, our pastor has denied the faith. Well, then you're going to have to make some decisions about that. But I never really find anybody leaving their church over the pastor denying their faith. And your pastor introduces huge compromise. We're not going to use the Bible anymore. We're going to use the books about the Bible. Well, you got a problem there, and I know that. But it doesn't mean you have to create a problem and blow a hole in the church. That's not your job. But we have so many people that are going after other shepherds. The internet's done this to us. And though the internet's a blessing, it's a blessing for us to be on the services live where you can watch us. Your tithes and offerings don't belong to this church. I wish they could. I need them. But that's not Bible. You tithe at your church. You go soul winning at your church. You pray for your shepherd. It doesn't mean you can't pray for missionaries and preachers like myself and other preachers throughout the United States, but you have one shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Yes, the great shepherd. But 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4, the little shepherd's your pastor. He's underneath the great shepherd. And when you go multiple shepherds, you are going to destroy yourself and your family. I've known all the great preachers of yesteryear. My file is filled. I got a whole file cabinet of full of preachers that I knew. I've been here 49 years almost. I've been 50-some years in the ministry. I've got letters from Brother Roloff, Brother Rice, Brother Robertson, Lee Robertson, Bobby Robertson, Raymond Hancock, Jack Hiles. You name the preacher. I've got the letters from the preachers. But I'll tell you what, every one of them, Tom Malone, every one of them faced sheep that began to follow another shepherd and then left the church or whatever. It's happening all over America right now. What are we thinking? You've gone astray. And instead of going to create a problem somewhere else, why don't you get right where you're at? Some of your pastors can do zero right in your eyes right now. That's on you. That's not on your pastor. I'm not suggesting that every one of us as pastors are perfect. We're the furthest thing from perfect. But as the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Do you have a pastor who's your shepherd? Do you have someone that's guiding you? that's praying for you. I think of my people that I pray for that are backslidden or away from God, or they have children away from God, or they're having health problems, or they're in the military, or they have businesses. And I'm thinking about when people leave, well, I'm wondering, will the new pastor pray for them? Will the new pastor shepherd them, love them, go through sorrows and difficulties and heartaches and disappointments in life with them? Will they be there for them? How very important it is today. Brother Aaron, I've lost time of my watch here. We've got 3 minutes left. I'm enjoying this today. Let me keep on going. But so it says, because they've loved the wages of unrighteousness. Never make your spiritual decisions, and everything we do is spiritual. Never make decisions on money. I serve the Lord in 3 churches in America. Twice as assistant pastor, and once now this church for 49 years almost as the pastor. I never asked how much we were going to paid at any of them. Never had health insurance till we came to this church, and we didn't have health insurance here for quite a long season. The church never could afford it. I never had gasoline expense at any of the churches till I came here, and I was here for years and years before they began to pay the gasoline for my car, and they pay it now, but I repay it at the end of the month. I don't want that to be on the church. I can take care of that. And so I pay for the gasoline in the church car that I drive. Now, why? I tell you what, I'm not in this thing for the money. I don't have investment properties. I don't have a cabin. I don't have a pontoon. I don't have, you name it, I don't have it. Brother Raymond Hancock would build golf clubs. He was really good at it. He built me a set of golf clubs. And there they sit in my workshop. I've never used them. I've probably had them 20 years now. Probably should use them. Don't know how to use them. But I'm saying this, ladies and gentlemen, be careful. Be careful that your decisions that you make in life are a result of wages, a result of money. I want to have prayer with you today, and I want to thank the Lord for who you are and what you are, and thank you for all the great things you've done for us. Our Father, bless these dear listeners this day, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.